Homeless advocate Randy Shaw of the Tenderloin Housing Clinic gets it. He's a boomer with equity, but he says there's more to life than building wealth, and he thinks the people of his generation need to think about that.
They want to live near their kids. They don't want their grandchildren having to move hours away so they can't see them.
But that's the only option for many millennials who can't afford the out-of-control Bay Area housing costs.
A lot of cities that don't allow any housing to be built are becoming retirement communities because people live in their houses for a very long time as life expectancy continues. And you can never get the young families who are teachers and nurses and firefighters. They're just priced out completely.
Shaw says homeowners have got to stop fighting dense housing initiatives and allow apartments to be built in bigger numbers, something that fell out of favor in the 1970s.
We have a problem where we have a system that says we want neighbors to be able to decide what gets built in the neighborhood, but they have an economic self-interest in not building. Their home values go up if they stop construction of other alternative housing. So that's not how it should be. We don't have homeowners decide who gets health care. They shouldn't decide who gets housing.
Randy Shaw has poured his decades of experience with Bay Area housing into a new book titled Generation Priced Out, Who Gets to Live in the New Urban America? Rebecca Corral, KCBS.